Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, a children's moment from our youth pastor, Justin Livingston, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor, Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m. and in our parking lot for our drive-in service at 11:30 a.m. here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. Good morning. Welcome to First Christian Church. We're so glad you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's a great Sunday morning to be together here as a church family. It's a lovely Mother's Day to be together as a church family. So we welcome you all if you're here with us inside of our sanctuary. Welcome our friends who are joining us on Facebook Live and through our church website as well. Wherever we find ourselves here today, we give thanks and praise for God's love and blessings in our life. And in this season of Easter, we give thanks and praise for the resurrection and the empty tomb and that Christ's Spirit is alive and here with us this morning. As we have gathered for worship, for those of us inside of our sanctuary, we invite you to take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in. And on the right-hand side, you'll find a little tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very, very top. So we invite you to tear it off now and fill it out and let us know that you were here with us in worship today. On the back side, you can check one of those boxes if you'd like to know more information about getting involved in the life of our congregation. You can also jot down prayer concerns or praises that you have in your life. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering plates that are located outside our sanctuary doors. And so you can drop them off as you leave the sanctuary following worship today. For our friends who are joining us virtually, we invite you to go to our church website, burlingtondoc.org. And if you scroll down, you can find a copy of today's worship bulletin. We invite you to download that so you can follow along with us here this morning. We also invite you to gather up there elements of communions as we have communion near the end of our worship service every single Sunday. And so we want you to join with us from wherever you find yourself here today. There are lots of great things happening in the life of our church. And so on the very back side of our bulletin, you see some of those things that are going on. We had a really wonderful church work day yesterday morning. We had 21 folks here working all morning long, painting, doing some yard work, doing some basement cleaning. And so we're so glad that so many folks came to help out. We had coffee and juice and donuts, which is like all good church events should have coffee and juice and donuts, especially when you're working. And so it was a great day for yesterday here in the life of our church. We started a new adult Sunday school class last Sunday, and so today was the second day. It is on Adam Hamilton's new book called Forgiveness, and so lots of our folks have been a part of that. If you haven't made it yet, you're still welcome to join us. It's taking place between 9:15 and 10 o'clock in room 7, and so if you're looking for a place to deepen your life of faith, we hope that you'll join us for our new class next week. In your bulletin, you see a little insert that says that we're looking forward to Vacation Bible School coming up on June 5th through the 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. for kids ages 3 years old up to 5th grade. It should be a fantastic time here at Vacation Bible School. This little flyer is on hard cardboard because this is not meant to be stuffed in your purse or bag and then left there or left on the pews. We want you to take this home and then invite someone in your life, maybe somebody in your neighborhood or someone in your family, kids or grandkids or nieces and nephews. We want you to invite them to be a part of Vacation Bible School who are with us in the next few weeks. And so we hope you'll take that home and invite somebody here this week. Lastly, on this Mother's Day, we give thanks and praise for mothers and grandmothers and sisters and aunts and mother figures in our lives. We certainly experience God's love through the women in our lives. And so maybe you received on the way in, we have a little special bookmark gift for the women figures, for the mothers in our lives. And so we want you all to have that and know how much we appreciate you all in our life. And so here today, let's give thanks and praise for the mother figures in our life.
Your heart and keep me in your
us pray. O loving God, we come to worship today, placing our trust in your hands. We know, O God, that our lives are lived in the palm of your hand each and every day. But here in this time of worship, in this time when we set aside all the worldly things that we have to do, all the business and busyness of our lives, we put them all aside to know that you are near, to place our trust in you once again. We know, O God, that your Holy Spirit will fall afresh upon us if we simply ask, and so we pray that your Spirit will come near to us once again. Fill us and bless us in the name of Christ, our risen Lord, we pray. Amen. We invite you to find your seats, and as you're doing so, we invite the young kids of our church to come down forward to meet Pastor Brooke for today's Children's Moment.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing today? All right. We are excited to be here. I can feel it. I want to tell you a couple. There's Mickey Mouse. There he is. I love it. I love it. I'm going to read you a special phrase, and I bet if you think about it, you'll know who it was that said this. Now, I'm going to give you a little hint. These are popular characters from popular movies, so you might know it. If I said, and oh, if you know the answer, we're going to raise our hands. That's an important step. If I said, to infinity and beyond. Jack, I saw your hand first. Buzz Lightyear, right? He said, to infinity and beyond. What about, those are my secret answers. I can't show you yet. I can't show you. I see you peeking. What if I said, some people are worth melting for? Some people are worth melting for. Do you know Hunter? Jaden? That one's Olaf. The first service had trouble remembering that one. It's from Frozen. Both Frozens. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And we love Frozen at our house. What about if I said, just keep swimming? Just keep swimming. Do you know? Who says just keep swimming? It's not Woody. Good guess, though. Dory. Let me show you my picture of Dory. I'm dropping all my things. Dory says just keep swimming, doesn't she? Okay, what about, this one's a little bit of a different one. What about me want cookie? Me want cookie. Do you know who says me want cookie? Who says that?
Me.
You say it? I say it, too. I say it, too. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. But there is a popular person or monster, maybe. Who says me want cookie?
The cookie.
Cookie Monster. In addition to all of us, yes. Cookie Monster says me want cookie. Okay, I've got one more. Who says, I haven't said it yet. Who says just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down? Mary Poppins, and here she is coming in with her umbrella. Mary Poppins says just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Now, were those easy or were they hard? They were, I'm sorry, I got you. Okay, so some were easy and some were hard. Are you okay? Okay, sorry about that. Some were easy and some were hard, and maybe it depends on how much you've seen the movie. So if you've never seen Mary Poppins, you might not have known that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. But if you're in a household like mine who's seen Frozen 1,000 times, we know Olaf's phrase really well. Some voices are easy for us to hear because we know them very well. But if we don't know a voice very well, we might not know. Now, I have one more, but I'm going to give you a hint. This one is not from a movie, okay? I have one more phrase. I want you to think about who said this. Just a second. Who said this? You're right. Cookie Monster wasn't from a movie. You're right. This one's not from a movie or a show, though. Love each other as I have loved you. Do you know, Ava? God is a good guess, pretty close. Do you know? Jesus said that. He said, love each other as I have loved you. So we have many voices that we hear from our movies and our shows and our music and our school and teachers and parents, all these voices talking. And some are more important than others. But the most important voice for us to know is Jesus' voice. In our scripture today, Jesus said that he is the good shepherd, and he said his sheep know his voice and follow him. And we get to be like his sheep and listen for his voice and follow his voice. Out of all the many voices we hear, the better we know Jesus' voice, the more we'll follow it. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for all of the voices and teachers and leaders we have in our lives. Help us remember that you are the most important voice. Help us to know your voice and to follow you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we gather into this time of prayer, we each bring with us the joys of the day, the concerns of the day, the prayer concerns that weigh on our hearts. So let us all bring those to the God who is there, ready and waiting to listen. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal God, we give thanks for this new day and this new opportunity to worship you. We give thanks for the opportunity to gather with one another, to learn from your word, and to be in prayer. We pray that you would be near to us as we share our hearts with you. As we bow in your presence, we also come in need of your grace. We live in a world where there's often little tolerance and compassion among our human family. As a whole, we often don't do well with diversity. It's too easy and too common for us to be people who reject others. Sadly, we know that people are rejected for many reasons, sometimes for religious beliefs. Sometimes people are shut out because of the color of their skin. We know that we sometimes shut others out because of their national origin, maybe their sexual orientation. Sometimes we are just plain stubborn in our dislike or intolerance. Forgive us for our rejecting behaviors. Forgive us when we are rigid, when we are not creative enough to see beyond our own vision. Forgive us if we have ever shut out even one of your children. We pray that you would change our hearts. Drive out the fear that often is the basis for hard-heartedness. Fear often causes us to retreat from and reject others, and fear holds us back from embracing them. Give us a heart like Jesus, a receiving and gracious heart. Give us hearts which reach out to embrace others. Give us the will to be a church which is a gathering of the wounded and the vulnerable, and also the hope-filled. We pray that we would be people hopeful of a new and exciting life in Jesus Christ. At the same time, Lord, we know that it can be difficult to find hope. In the hardships of life, in the brokenness of life, we know that someone can search and search everywhere for hope and peace and contentedness, and yet those can remain elusive and out of reach. We lift up to you those who desperately wish to feel hope in the future, who wish to feel better from illness, who wish to mend broken relationships. Give strength to the weak, bring peace to the conflicted, and healing to the sick. We pray your blessing would be upon all in need, dear God. We give you thanks for this special day to honor mothers and all the important women in our lives. We are ever thankful for the mothers, aunts, teachers, friends, and others who guide us throughout our lives. We also pray for those for whom this day brings heartache, comfort for any who grieve or struggle with this special day. We give you thanks for your constant presence, your companionship and support. We thank you above all for the gift of your Son, in whom we receive forgiveness, grace, and new life. We pray all of this in his name, and we lift up our voices as one, praying the prayer that he taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture reading today comes from the book of John, chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God indeed.
In the year 2015, this advertising specialist named Ron Marshall was trying to figure out how many ads we see in one single day. Like if you add up all the billboards and labels and tags, messages on television and the internet and on our phones, how many do we see on an average day, both like directly and like indirectly just in passing? And so in order to try and make a guess, he decided to count them for himself. And so he said on his test day, he woke up in the morning to his alarm radio clock, and he heard about 14 ads on his local station before even opening his eyes and hitting the snooze button on his Sony clock. Clicking on my Sony clock, he picked up one of his labeled controllers, turned on his Panasonic television, turned on his Roku streaming media selection that gave him 20 options right then and there. He switched the channel and went back to Mediacom, and he watched and listened to 46 commercials as he lay there in bed. He said he finally got out of bed, and he got dressed wearing his Fruit of the Loom undershirt, his Big Dog shirt on top of that, put on his Wrangler jeans and his Adidas shoes, and he noticed standing there in his closet 11 brand advertisements that were staring at him in the face. He said they were just right there in front of me. He walked down to the kitchen, he opened up the pantry, and he counted 214 brand labels in the pantry, all colorful, all colorfully, professionally created. He pulled out a box of Kellogg's Special K, poured on some brand name milk, and counted there in his fridge 62 other product names. He opened up a drawer to make some coffee, and he found six different kind of different brands and labels to brew in his Keurig-type maker. And through all of this, he said he hadn't even gotten through breakfast that day, and he had been exposed to 487 ads even before breakfast was over. Before he even walked out of his house, almost 500 ads were calling his name. After that, he stopped counting. That was enough. But his advertising agency gathered that on an average day, the normal people, normal folks just like you and I, see between 4,000 and 10,000 advertisements every single day. Billboards, ads, commercials, marketing, all trying to get us to do something. And this research was done back in the year 2015, so I'm sure by today it's at least double that as many ads as we see with social media, and that seems to be reading our mind, and everywhere we go, we leave some kind of trail, and some kind of ad pops up in one place or another. We're bombarded with a lot these days. And so through all of this, through all that we see in life, we still try to live a life of faith. Through all the ads and voices and messages, we're still called to listen and follow Jesus Christ. Let me talk about wading through like a million messages every single day simply to live the Christian life. That's us. And so with this, we heard this passage today. And so in this passage, Jesus is walking around the temple in Jerusalem, like the very center of worship life back in his day. And so as he's walking around, these religious leaders come up to him and they want to know, "How long will you keep us in suspense?" they say to him. "We want to know, inquiring minds want to know," it's almost like they say, "if you are the Messiah, then just tell us plainly." And to this, Jesus is like, Where have you been? Has your head been in the sand this whole entire time? I mean, really, literally at the beginning of the Gospel of John, when Jesus is first coming on the scene and he's on the way to the wedding of Cana, where he's about to become the most popular guy at all the parties by changing water into wine, as he's proclaiming God is doing a brand new thing through him, while all this is happening, John the Baptist, that old guy with his like camel's hair coat and the locusts and wild honey that we heard about way back at Christmas time, John the Baptist literally points to Jesus and says, "There's the Messiah." There's this great painting depicting this scene from John chapter 1, verse 16. "Behold the Lamb of God," John the Baptist says. Like, this is the guy. If you want to know, now you know. He is the Messiah. And he told everybody about him. But still, people didn't get it. Those religious leaders wanted to know, are you the Messiah? Are you somebody else? And Jesus said, I have told you this whole entire time, but you still don't believe me. Because of this, Jesus has to say, my sheep, my followers, he says, know me because they hear my voice. They know whenever I call because I am one with them and they are one with me. We are one together. And so for us, as people who call ourselves Christians, Christ followers here and now, I mean, this seems like a no-brainer for us. I mean, Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. We want to be his sheep. We want to be his followers. We want to listen to God's voice, and so it should be easy. But we know how difficult it is with these 10,000 ads coming at us every single day. Commercials and messages and voices saying, this way is the best way. This kind of life is the most convenient. This way is the best for us. I mean, reading this seems like this should be like the shortest sermon I've ever preached in my entire life. Like a one sentence kind of sermon. Follow Jesus and listen to his voice. That's it. Thanks for coming. Have a great week, everybody. Go have a nice Mother's Day. Go play golf. Go outside. Go gardening. That should be it. Listen to Jesus and follow his voice. But it's not that easy. I mean, Jesus has no marketing agency on Madison Avenue. I mean, he came riding into the big city of Jerusalem on a donkey's back, of all things. He comes to us as the Prince of Peace of all people. And amongst all the messages and voices we hear, he invites us into relationship with him. You may have seen in the news that the 126th running of the Boston Marathon took place a couple of weeks ago. And so if you did, maybe you noticed that, like all other sporting events these days, like the pre-pandemic crowds had come back. After a year of having no crowds and no race at all, and then reduced crowds and like a reduced race fields, now we're to this point of the pandemic where normal life pre-pandemic is resuming again. And so on the Monday after Easter, something like 30,000 people lined up to run on foot 26.2 miles on purpose. They lined up to run 26.2 miles, paying good money to run this marathon. And so since there was like 30,000 runners in the field in Boston, they brought their families to Boston with them. And so the people were lined up everywhere along the course. Most of whom, as you may guess, were right near the very end. I mean, if I was running the Boston Marathon, that's where my family would be to make sure that we were still walking or running or crawling or our heart was still beating or something or another as you came to the end of this race. And so right near the end of the finish line, the organizers had set up these huge grandstands. And they were jam-packed full of people. So much so that people were lining up in front of the grandstands right in front of the fence. I mean, it was like a football stadium kind of crowd in this entire last half mile of the race. And so after the race was over, I heard this interview with this woman who finished the race. She had this blazing time, and near the very end, she was going as hard and as fast as her body would take her in this last stretch. And so in this interview, she was talking about how huge and massive the crowds were. People were lined up like 10 deep along the fence row. So many fans that ordinary people like her felt like rock star celebrities. But in this interview, she was talking about how though there were so many people yelling and screaming and hooting and hollering, that when she was just about done near the end, she could hear one voice cheering for her among all the other voices that were cheering there. And that one voice, she said, was the voice of her husband. She could hear his voice over all the other cheers, all the screams and hollers. It must have been like an amazing experience for her to hear his voice over everybody else's. I mean, it's like that for us sometimes. We can pick our loved one's voice out of all the sounds in a crowded restaurant. Maybe it's like hearing our mother and grandmother and sister's voice on this Mother's Day amongst all the voices that we have in our life, cheering us on, encouraging us to keep on going like only a mother can. Like, the amazing thing about this, the reason that she was able to pick his voice out of the crowd was because they had a relationship together. Like, they had been married for a long time. And I don't know her story, but I'm sure they had ups and downs and good days and bad days over the years. But their voices were the last thing they heard at night and the first thing they heard in the morning. They had a relationship that was active and personal, and so she could pick his voice out over everything else. You see, that's the goal of our relationship with Jesus Christ. If we want to pick out the voice of God speaking through Christ for us over all the 10,000 ads that we hear and see every single day, to do that, we have to be in relationship with Christ. And it has to be a daily event for us all. A daily event of prayer and study, of coming to worship routinely and not falling out of the habit, but staying in love with God. If our goal and hope is to pick out the voice of God amongst all the things vying for our attention and claim to be God for us, then we have to be in relationship with God's love in Christ. Because his is the voice that invites us to follow. His is the voice that changes our lives and remakes us more into God's love. If it is our desire to follow him, we have to start by hearing him. I mean, it may not be a loudspeaker at the finish line calling out, proclaiming our name. It may not be some bright light shining down from the street, knocking us off our feet. The voice of God very often comes to us in the still small voice moving in our hearts, nudging us to live more like Christ, calling us to follow him. It's probably going to come. It most likely will come when we've turned down all the noise and ads and messages of this world and tuned our dial to be in relationship with him on a daily basis. Let us pray. O loving, gracious God, it is our desire to seek you and to know your will for us. We know, O God, that through the years you have spoken through many women and men, you've come to the prophets and the teachers and preachers. But here to us, we know and acknowledge and lift up that you've come to us, to Christ, the one who is the way, the truth, and the life for us, the good shepherd and the bread of the world. We pray, O God, that we can set aside all that usually fills our minds and fills our lives. Help us to focus our hearts upon you. Help us to listen for your word speaking to us and calling us by name. In Christ we pray. Amen.